Peter Dinklage, full circle.
I thought it was like another way of saying big dick energy, but I was trying to figure out the words for PT or PD. Pussy dick?
I do have BDE though. No, I have BBE, big ball energy.
BD, is that like bowel destruction?
No, but big dick energy. BDE.
Oh, BDE.
But I don't have big dick energy. I've got big ball energy, so BBE.
Like big fatty, big balls.
Like the BBC.
The BBC.
Which is both a European network and Big Black Cock. So the British Broadcasting Channel. Is that what it stands for?
I'm sorry.
Those are two. That's an acronym that means two different things.
I know. Correct.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yeah, I've got big ball energy, so BBE.
Like Big Fatty, big balls.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4823. The BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 4th of August. 2026, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A Little Show. Y'all, I'm gonna try to finish telling you about the weekend. Yes, get ready. Hello, late nighters, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, I'm recording this. The Jeopardy is getting ready to come on the TV machine. But y'all, you know, they're in the reruns until the new season starts sometime. Probably in October. But anyway, you won't know that, other than, well, Moose P will know it. Yes, Big Fatty. And, anyway, y'all, before I get back into the weekend, I'm just gonna cover a few little things here. Hey, it's time for a Big Fatty to open up that old e-letter bag from folks that sent him messages to Ruined at Big Fatty Online. So let's go to Big Fatty and his e-letter opener. So y'all want to catch up on these before they get out of control. Y'all, that Moose P, after hearing yesterday's little show, he wrote in and said, well, he posted over there at the www, the cutting room floor stuff was interesting, but it adds so much to the little show. Well, of course it does. It adds about a minute and almost 2 minutes. Yes, Big Fatty. And then he also went on to say, sorry about the announcing gig. It sucks the way they let you know after you drove down there. And y'all, I am not angry about this at all. It is what it is. And that's fine. Going a little bit further back, that Dr. Stone, you know, he's out there in the San Diego. Yes, Big Fatty, he's got a big celebration of exiting the birth canal on Sunday. Yes, yes, he does. He's going to hit the mid-century mark. Big Fatty, y'all, he said that he's definitely enjoying a midlife crisis or something. I don't know exactly what he said, but he says, I've got pimples and I need my readers to be able to see things. So, but Dr. Stone said, those Tony's chocolate bars are great. I discovered them a few months ago. The everything bar is okay, but I think the milk chocolate and the chocolate ganache center bars are the best. The one problem with them is it's hard to break off a segment because they're all different shapes and sizes. Well, he's right about that. They are all shapes and sizes, and y'all, I was able to break it and shove them in my mouth, whether they were standard size or not. And y'all, Miss Beaver. Miss Beaver, you know, she's probably still recovering from Saint Olaf. What was it? Anyway, Saint Olaf's Day, and she says, "I love how you say Saint Olaf sucker." Yo, did I say Saint Olaf sucker? I am sure there's a lot of that going on. Love you, Big Fatty, and good morning. Well, thank you, Miss Beaver. And you know, the last little thing, this is really the main reason, you know, and I'm sure y'all, I think maybe Dr. Stone's getting the pimples because of the Tony's chocolata bars. But y'all, with your celebration of exiting the birth canal, you get lots of complimentary giftettes from everybody under the sun. Y'all, so far, Big Fatty has received $5 in Kool's cash. Y'all, I have gotten, y'all, I just threw that away by mistake. I'll have to go get that. Y'all, the Lens Crafters has sent me, a coupon for free prescription sunglasses with the purchase of a frame. And, y'all, that's substantial. Y'all, if the chocolate, doesn't give you the gastrointestinal problems, y'all, the Golden Corral has sent Big Fatty a free adult buffet. And, y'all, and then we've got, that's the Kools. And y'all, then the Lowells, sent me a 10% off, coupon, good to the end of the month. And, so y'all, it's just beginning to all add up. Big Fatty, we know you love a coupon. Yes, I do.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, I missed a couple of celebrations of exiting the birth canal over the weekend. The first was on Rabbit Day on Saturday, and y'all, that was someone that used to hear from and see on the Twitty. But y'all, I don't think he joined the Blue Butterfly, but I hadn't seen or heard from him. He does love the choo-choo trains, though, and the Selma Dollar City. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Greg in KC, or better known as Plan 9. Big Fatty, we love Plan 9, Greg. We did indeed. And y'all, then on Sunday, y'all, he'll have a very special place in the afterlife, because y'all, he's Big Fatty, kind of like Mr. K. Y'all, I'm talking about the husband of the Fig Driver. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Mr. Anderson. Yes, we love Mr. Anderson. And y'all, then our third celebration of exiting the birth canal, which is today. Y'all, you heard her. You heard her at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all used to do a little show called Amy and Nessa Get Fucked Up. Yes, Big Fatty, that sounds like a clip from it. It was a clip from it. Y'all met this person at the Pride 48 down there in Nolens. Not sure if she's around anymore. She probably says hello to Nessa every now and then, and I'm sure Nessa will let her know that said happy celebration. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Amy. Big Fatty, we love Amy. Y'all, and she was like Pocket Amy or Pocketbook Amy or something like that. Big Fatty, okay, whatever. So y'all, if you see Greg Plan 9 or Mr. Anderson, wish them a happy belated celebration of exiting the birth canal. And if you see Amy or Nessa, tell her to wish Amy a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope Amy gets a big old piece of, well, the special cake. You know, that's the Amy you ever get the fucked up cake. Yes. Y'all, I was telling you, yo, by the way, I have not forgotten about the follow-up questions. Y'all is just too much right now. Big Fatty, you got content like you don't know what to do with it. Well, it's a very new situation for me. Y'all, I remembered that I forgot to tell you a little something on about Faux Right. Y'all, I was in my room at the Madrona's and Ring Complex prior to going over to the Capri Lounge. Y'all, normally I'd go over when happy hour started, but y'all, the Hoot Nanny was supposed to start at 6:30 p.m. in the evening, so I went over. I guess it was about 4:45, and y'all, before I headed over, y'all, the granddad doctor, hey, Big Fatty, you're back, and I went, yes, and y'all, this young 30-year-old says, oh, well, he says, are you at the horror hotel? I said, yes. And he says, well, I was thinking of coming over there. I might stop by and see you again. Y'all, I don't remember this person. But, you know, what am I trying to say? Big Fatty, you don't remember. You just said, this is typical. And I said, well, I'm going to the Capri Lounge to verify they are running low on mixers. I'll let you know when I'm coming back. He says, oh, I'm coming over about 7 p.m. in the evening. I said, well, thank you for calling. And, ended up leaving. Travis and I came back about 7:15 p.m. in the evening and headed back. And, y'all, there was a good-looking, tall, young guy getting out of his truck. And I'm thinking, ooh, wouldn't that be nice? And so we walked on in I got to the room and I sent a message. Okay, I'm back. He goes, okay, I'm checking in now. And I'm thinking, is that the guy? And y'all, just a couple of minutes later, there was a knock at the door. And y'all, I guess you probably know what happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming? A dance. When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I know, squeaky gentleman caller. Y'all, it was the young guy that was getting out of his truck that walked in the room, and y'all, he recognized me. Y'all, I still didn't recognize him, but I played right along. Oh, so good to see you again, so y'all, then there was some nakedness and some humpity bumpity and honking of the bobos, and y'all, it was lovely. It was just, y'all, he's 30 and tall and skinny and gifted. And y'all, we had a very nice time. And I said, I'll be back in 2 weeks. He goes, oh, well, I'll look for you then and we'll get together again then. So y'all, I'll remember him between last Friday and 2 weeks. So Big Fatty wouldn't count on it. But anyway, y'all, I think I told you that I drove back to Charleston and got myself a shirt and put everything away, and then and Brandon arrived, and we visited for a little while, and y'all, then Alex had to get ready because y'all, it was the debut or the premiere of the Alex's stage play musical that he's done the musical part of it, and he had a friend that wrote the book. And y'all, it's called The Puzzle, and I think I mentioned that y'all, they had a pretty good crowd there. Y'all, there was no cost, and Brandon and I went a little bit later, and we got there and visited with some folks, and some folks that I had met at Alex Levin's celebration of exiting the birth canal party last year. And anyway, y'all, the show is it's just lovely. And y'all, I cannot believe how Alex can come up with music and lyrics and all the way he has done. And y'all, some of the singing is not easy. He didn't make it easy for the actors, and but y'all, it was kind of like a reading. There was no movement on stage. Everybody stood in front of a micro hoist and a music stand, and the director of the show, she was off to the side. And she would read the stage directions, like Act One, setting is Jenna and Scott's home. Things like that. But y'all, it was really, really good. Y'all, I was just amazed. And y'all, these actors and singers, y'all, they had only rehearsed for a week or less than a week. And but y'all, they pulled it off, and it was wonderful. It was just wonderful. And y'all, we went out and got a bite to eat afterwards. Of course, it was too late for Big Fatty to eat, so I ordered a big pretzel, and then Alex and I ate it. I ate most of it, but you know, nothing to get the gullet all messed up. And we came back here to the villa. Y'all, I've got a couple of stories that were told to me about Alex and Brandon. But y'all, I'm going to have to wait and share them on tomorrow's little show. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, Tuesday. Y'all, one last thing from the weekend is a recap. Well, I just hadn't finished the weekend recap. But anyway, y'all, I heard from Travis. I asked, I said, well, how did the show go? And he said, well, it was a bust. He says, right when they began to do all the poon part of it, the skies opened up, and the rain came down. So, you know, I don't wish bad things on them, but But anyway, I thought that was interesting. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, there's little Amy.
Yeah, I've got big ball energy, so BBE.
Like big fatty, big balls.
Oh, yes. Anyone who comes close to me enjoys BBE.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.